This is a HeadGum Original.
Man, that sunset is gorgeous.
Grill, patio, sunset. Hard to get better than that. Unless you're browsing Carvana's inventory while you soak it all in.
Oh, burger time.
So sit back, get comfortable. Carvana's got thousands of cars under $20,000 just waiting for you.
I could stay here forever.
Carvana, where car buying meets comfort meets convenience. Download the app or visit Carvana.com today.
You're everything I hate and more. So afraid of the ghost stories. So you make up stories. Spreading gossip, lies, the kind of bullshit. No, I'm bi, you're a liar. You're a liar, fuck you. You're a liar, fuck you. I haven't been in medieval times or a rent fair. You're about to be jousted, you're starting to sweat. So put your boat tell no one cares. Respect is your name. We're all quite aware. You're a squire, fuck you. You're a squire, fuck you. Gonna tell a story straight, what an argument you gain. Just telling to me more than I make a lot of fun to do. You're trained to keep me hippie scanner, I hate you. You're a psychic, fuck you. You're a psychic, fuck you. You're a liar, fuck you. You're watching, review.
I mean, listen, the lyrics that I could hear, loved. You're a psychic. Fuck you. You're listening.
Fuck you.
This is another punk song for, you guessed it, Alf. This is from Riley. They said the original artist is Ben Weasel of Screeching Weasel. The song is Liar from their first demo, but he might have been solo at that early stage. I love that that's all that they sent with this.
No, like, hey, plug my Instagram.
No, and then the title is Psychics or Liars. You're watching Review. Thank you so much. Alf, did you know that song?
I did not know that song. Screeching Weasel, that's...
That's what they called me in high school.
Why would they call you that in high school?
Because I would put a bunch of weasels in a bag and just kind of like toss it around.
And so they called you Screeching Weasel because of that?
Yeah, because then it's like whenever I'd come around, they'd be like, sorry, they'd only hear the weasels. And so they'd be like, oh, there's Screeching Weasel and Spa.
Huh. I guess that was pretty fucked up.
We recorded an episode
Animal
30 minutes
cruelty
ago.
Cruelty-wise. Don't tell them that.
I'm saying it because I was in my PJs when I recorded the first one, and now I'm in like actual clothes, and I feel amazing.
And I've been Bucky nude.
But now, yeah, he was Bucky nude for the first one, and now he's wearing a shirt, so he's kind of doing like a Winnie the Pooh kind of thing.
Yes, now I'm just shirting it. I'm shirting myself.
What's new with you in the 30 minutes since I spoke to you last?
I played, spoiler alert for reviews.
Uh-huh.
and then I played Breath of the Wild for about 5 minutes.
And what'd you do?
I'm trying to get to one of the Sheikah towers. Is that what mm-hmm. they're called? Yeah. There's like a mermaid prince I need to meet.
Oh, yeah.
They're like freaky fish guys. They're like,
he's
no!
kind of a little like,
oh, you are so surprised to see me. And it's like, what? Like, they're so kind of, and I don't want to use this word, but horny. Like,
everyone in the Zelda universe is horned up.
Like, I was playing it the other day.
Oh, Link and, is so surprised to see me,
and
Daddy.
there were other people in the room. And I was
the
playing
noises.
It, and it's, I was playing it with the volume on, which is like kind of fucked up that I was doing that with other people in the room. But I was playing it, and at a certain point, everyone was just like, what is that? Because I was riding my horse, and every single time you like spur the horse on, it's like,
Yeah.
No.
Yeah. Oh, Daniel and I do like,
And it's like, why?
Well, did you name your horse?
I did.
What's its name?
I
you have to.
Well, I was gonna name it Peter Griffin.
You're lying.
But then there was a character limit.
Peter Griffin can't hear you, so you name it Brian.
No, so I named it Peter P.
Peter P. Sorry, you couldn't do Peter Griffin, so you opted for Peter P.
Yeah. And then I got a second horse.
Griffin G.
I called him Dinkum. Called him Dinkum. And they go, Dinkum can't come right now. He's too far away.
I had a horse in Zelda that I named Loaf.
That's cute.
And Loaf was great. And then there was one, like, I was crossing this one long bridge to get to, like, the bird people. And Loaf killed himself.
Oh,
Loaf
what?
Jumped off of the bridge.
I didn't know the horses could die.
I didn't know. Oh, the horses can very much die.
I didn't know that. Can they respawn?
For sure. No, no.
Permadead.
You have a horse and it's gone. Yes, permadead. And so
I hope that doesn't happen to Peter P. or Dinkum.
Daniel and Elizabeth were watching me. And, like, I was controlling it. You control where it goes. But it just yeeted to the left and
mind of its own.
Fell off. And I'm like, oh, my horse didn't want to be around anymore.
Did you get a new horse?
I did.
What'd you name it?
I named it Loaf again.
Oh, that seems crass. It's like Barbara Streisand. Barbara Streisand.
Barbara Streisand. I was shocked. I was like, is it my fault? Is there anything I could have done differently?
Not ridden it so close to the edge, I suppose.
Maybe. But if
don't
we were just
ride
so
me.
Much longer.
Close to
no.
The edge.
I'll keep going.
Don't ride me. I'm close to the edge. Ugh.
Push me and then just ride me. So close, like, to the edge.
That's what I used to say when that's what I used to say when I was That's no, guys, seriously, you're gonna want to
say, oh, what was that?
Like, don't ride me. I'm close to the edge. That is what I used to say.
Get the fuck on with it.
When I was when my boss would be really mean to me when I was a PA for U2. I'd say, don't ride me. I'm close to the edge.
Long walk up a short bridge.
A long walk to the fucking shit hole.
Oh my god!
I feel itchy inside. I drank too much espresso.
What if this is someone's first episode they're ever listening to of this podcast?
Well, darling, I can tell you one thing. It'll be their last.
It'll be their last. Hello? Feel itchy inside. I'm going to sacrifice myself. I feel itchy inside. He's going to die right now. Okay, listen, we'll cut straight to the chase.
Neville would be an incel if he was born today. That's how the culture has changed.
No, because Neville's hot.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, but that doesn't mean he's not an incel.
You think he would be an incel?
I genuinely do.
Doesn't he get with...
Yes, but if that was in the 90s, if he was born today, he'd be an incel.
You're like, speaking from experience.
Speaking from experience? As a valued member of the community.
Ew!
Did you see that? Did you catch that?
Okay. If you guys
I'm
listen to
frothing
last week,
at the mouth.
If you guys listened to last week's episode about green food dye.
Which I hope you did, because it was better than this.
I love that episode. At the end of the episode, Alf couldn't talk without liquid coming out of his mouth.
And it is liquid.
And he's not even drinking anything.
We don't know what it is, but it's liquid.
He got it stuck in his beard just now, and he licked it out.
Okay. That makes it sound really gross. Okay.
That's what
it was.
Which was awesome.
Remarkable boy. I feel like when...
What did you just say?
I said remarkable boy. I feel like when... You know when Ebenezer wakes up on Christmas morning and he's like, you know the one in the window? The one as big as me? That's how I feel right now.
You know the one in the window?
Manic.
The one as big as me.
The one as big as me! And then the housekeeper is like, I wish to squeak! You know.
We're talking about sunflower seeds today, by the way.
Oh, are we?
In case you didn't know.
That's not what my
sunflower seeds.
Are for.
Did you know that?
Did you know that? Bet you didn't know that.
Did you know that?
That was a little Sunday in the Park. Did you catch that?
Talk to me about sunflower seeds, you old bitch.
I saw a rat yesterday.
Did you know that?
I bet you didn't know that. Come on. Sunflower seeds, I like them. They're not my favorite nut seed, nutter seed, nutty nutter seed.
You like that one?
My favorite would probably be peanut cashew, if you will. Probably number one.
This is gonna be a crazy one.
This is so. I genuinely feel
frothing at the mouth. This is so.
Bonkers. I feel absolutely bonkers.
He's drinking espresso for the first time in weeks.
Going to bonkerfy himself. I do think that sunflower seeds are delicious. I do. I used to put them in my breakfast granola. I used to make my own breakfast granola, and I would use sunflower seeds in that. I would do it in my overnight oats, which I used to do as well. He's going to overnight oat himself. And, man, we gotta stop doing this podcast, man. I'm sorry.
He's gonna overnight.
fucking what are we on, man?
Okay, so you made it with your granola, you made it with your oats.
Yeah, you're
oh my ever loving god,
you're a big fan of sun nut butter, aren't you? Why don't you talk about that? You quite like sunflower seeds, don't you? Even in butter form.
Are you drooling again?
No, I'm not. I'm literally not. I'm dry as a mouse. dry as a mouse, darling. Don't even worry about it. So, you like sun nut butter, yes?
I love sunflower seed butter. And I got turned on to... Yeah, I don't eat sunflower seeds. I don't
you
see...
You got what?
Not like... If they're in something, I'll have it. But I'm not... Like, Elizabeth Valenti loves snacking on a bag of sunflower seeds. Like, you get the old ball game.
I feel like they're big gas station fare. You know what I mean?
Big gas station fare. Road trip. It's just salt. Because you're not actually, like, eating anything. Like, you're not ingesting any of it.
They're so teeny.
Maybe I've never had any.
You're not ingesting them? What do you mean you're not ingesting?
Because it's like, you take the shells out, but what's inside?
The fucking seed, darling.
Oh, I guess I've never... Whatever.
You thought it was just an activity. You open the shell and there's nothing in there.
As someone who is a recovering nail biter, yes, that like to just have the salt and something like, you know, like a little like I just bite the little shells. That's something to do. It's not my fucking hands, so I take that. Sure.
Pistachios, same thing, right? You know, there's a nut in there.
I understand.
Okay,
now.
So now you're seeing the error of your way.
I understand.
Peanut,
okay.
You know, it's not just a big empty shell.
I understand now. I didn't before, but now I do.
You genuinely didn't realize there was something in those shells?
No.
Bonkers.
I didn't know.
That is bonkertina, darling.
Bonkerella. I didn't know. But... So I don't often have sunflower seeds in their natural state. But I do love some sunflower seed butter because it's.
And so what did you think the butter was made of?
Grinding all that up. Obviously.
Grinding all the husks.
I'm gonna kill you.
Try it. We're on Zoom, fucko.
Fuck. Anyway, sunflower seed butter is great. It's not as sweet and not as thick as peanut butter. I love peanut butter a lot.
I don't. That's honestly one of my biggest complaints about sunflower butter is the thinness. It's so liquidy.
But I love spreading. I had it this morning. I spread it on oatmeal, and it's very easy to just kind of drizzle.
It's drizzling. You're not spreading. Yep. You're drizzling.
You're drizzling.
But I've done it before on toast, and it slides right off.
I've done it before on toast. It does. No, I ultimately making. I'm so sorry, you guys.
Gas leak.
I'm so sorry.
I think maybe there's a gas leak.
making a sunflower seed butter and jelly sandwich. That shit's delicious, but it's runny as hell. But it's worth it.
It's a soup.
It's ultimately a soup. But no, I am not one to just munch on sunflower seeds.
Is there any seed you'll munch on?
I love pumpkin seeds.
Really?
Yeah, little pepitas.
Because I kind of think of them as being in very similar.
I don't.
Okay, really floored you with that one. I fucking don't. So shut the hell up, actually.
I can do an almond. I'm not really a seed. Daniel loves pistachios. I'm not really a seed girl.
Really?
At the end of the day. Yeah, I like them, but I'm not, I don't seek them out.
You don't seed them out. I used to be a vegan. I know. And when I was a vegan, I ate a huge amount of nuts. I mean, nuts and beans were basically my whole.
I bet you did.
Hello. Nuts and beans. What's he like?
Okay. He's gonna bunker fire.
He's gonna. Anyway, I would eat a lot of them, and oh my god!
I can't wait for the improvisational comedy.
Can we do something?
Yeah. Do you want to read a review?
No, we need to set an intention.
Okay, this one needs an intention.
I think because here's the thing about the readers at home don't know the intention is somewhat of a guardrail.
It's grounding. It's a guardrail.
You know what it's I mean? The intention helps us from veering off into somewhere we don't want to be. And yeah. I think some of the episodes that have been less structured, I'll say that, the generous. Okay. Some of the episodes that have been a little bit more freeform. Sometimes that's okay. I fear that if we were to do that without the guardrail today, someone could get hurt.
Your energy. Someone I have not hurt. Experienced this kind of energy from you since we gambled yes. in Los Angeles.
Yes. I don't
and
think...
And for those of you who don't know, we didn't actually gamble together. What happened was Daniel, Elizabeth, Alfred, and I, we sat on the floor rolling a dice. One, correct. Not a pair of dice, a correct. Die, I guess.
A die.
And playing pretend that we were, like, we would all bet on what number it was going to land on. It was, like, bad craps.
It was the invention of gambling.
Yes.
It was quite literally, like, human beings who've never heard of gambling before are given a dice, and they're like, well, what can we do with this?
And it was almost like, it was very Lord of the Flies in nature of how feral it got so quickly. And the...
Did I?
Take off your shirt?
Did I?
Yes, you said I bet my shirt.
I took my shirt off.
You took your shirt off. I think it was your first time meeting both of them. No, not both of them. We went to college with Elizabeth. It was your first time meeting Daniel.
Was I drinking?
You were drinking at the time.
Okay, so this doesn't count.
Let's get into our intention. Alf, I think you should set the intention because last week I said that it was going to be very militant.
You did say that, and I think...
And we had soldier ants, so it was very militant.
And I think that this episode is going to be smooth. I think this is going to be a silky, smooth, silken tofu, gelato, just soft, silky, creamy velour. That's this.
He's gonna velour himself.
Mummy, I want to go home. Mummy, I want to go home.
This episode yet. Do you want to start us off with a review?
Sure.
Or do you want me to start? So I can read a review.
Go for it.
This is organic sunflower kernels, 365 by Whole Foods Market. Organic roasted unsalted sunflower kernels. This is 5 stars.
Okay.
You get to pick the name.
No name?
Okay. Well, here they have a name. The name is They Work, period, Great, period. That is their name.
Do you think they're talking about the sunflower seeds?
They have to have made the account. I don't know. So you can either, we can either use They Work, Great, or you can pick a name.
Okay. I'll pick a name. Their name is Sunflower Colonel reporting for duty. Get it? Because Colonel sounds like
Sunflower Colonel reporting for duty.
Colonel.
Okay, I just want to say, after every single word in the title and in the body, there is a period after it.
Oh, like a telegram.
Yes.
Sunflower, stop.
They stop, are stop, unsalted, comma. They stop, are stop, not stop. Easy stop, two stop, fine stop, in stop, stores, ellipses. That's the title.
Jesus.
Here's the review.
Christ.
Haven't stop, tried stop, yet stop. But, comma, I stop, sure stop, they stop, will stop, be stop, great stop.
And it was 5 stars.
5 stars.
I mean, and what's the fucking point?
Haven't tried yet, but I'm sure they'll be great.
It's just so unserious.
The fact that every single piece of it is separated by a period.
I mean, it's ridiculous.
We could call a spade a spade.
That person is doing a bad job of reviewing.
Imagine, like, in the time of sending telegrams, you spend all that effort and money just to send, haven't tried yet, but I'm sure it'll be great.
Thomas.
Yes, sir.
What's the latest news from New York?
Oh, New York, things seem to be going okay, sir. We haven't had any communications in a couple days, but I'm sure we're going to have some news soon.
Nothing about the prototype?
The prototype. Funny you mention it, sir. We do have a message about the prototype that just came in mere minutes ago.
Ah, feel free.
Okay, I'll bring it. Here we go. It is a telegram from a Miss Lucy Thornbottom.
Oh, she's one of our best researchers we've got on.
Regarding the prototype. Here, would you like me to read it to you, sir, or would you like to read it?
Read it aloud. My eyes are failing.
Okay.
It's a low light.
Your words, not mine. Okay, here we go. Dear, stop, sir, stop. She's pretty jumpy. The prototype is good. Stop.
Fantastic.
We'll see how it gets going once we start it. Stop. Well, haven't tried it yet, stop, but hopefully it will be good, stop.
Oh, are you...
And that's the entire message, sir. Would you like to send a reply?
I would, Thomas, my boy, I would. I don't... What do you think? I mean, she's one of our best researchers. You know, I want to give her space to develop at her own pace, but, I mean, there's war on, don't you know? We've got serious business to attend to. I mean, this prototype, it's important. I mean, it's important.
And, sir, could you please remind me what this prototype does? You've kept this all under such tight lock and key for the past couple months.
Thomas, I wish I could tell you, but Congress, you see, I mean, there's an order coming down. I'd get in big trouble if I told you.
Is it a bomb?
Well, let's just say it's going to be a bombshell when it drops.
When the word spreads
what it is, it's going to be a bomb.
So it is a bomb, sir.
Get ready to type.
Okay.
Dear Dr. Thornbottom, stop. Thrilled to hear you're making progress, stop. Although a little alarmed to know you haven't actually tested it yet, stop. Please provide actual test results at your soonest convenience, stop. There's a war on, stop, don't you know, stop.
There's a war on, stop, did you know that, stop. Oh, sorry, don't you know.
Don't you know, yeah.
Stop. Yeah. Yeah. Cut to 2 days later. Sir, correspondence from Miss Lucy Thornbottom.
Mm. All right, Thomas, my boy, give it to me.
Okay.
Whiskey.
Here we go. No, thank you, sir. I'm not drinking. The wife and I are trying to conceive.
Well, I hear that's good to not drink when you're trying to conceive. I hear that it can give you impotence.
I hear that the whiskey kills the little swimmers, sir.
Never had that for me myself. I mean, my wife, you know, we popped out many a little one, and, I was sloshed the whole time. But
I understand that, sir.
Wet my whistle, if you don't mind.
Yes. No, sir. This is your office. It is your whiskey. Go right ahead. I will read the...
Close the door, why won't you? This is classified.
Oh, yes, of course.
Alrighty.
Close the door. Okay. Dear sir, stop.
Right.
You seem to misunderstand me. Stop. The prototype is looking promising. Stop. What more news do you need other than we've got a pretty good feeling about this? Can't you just chill out? It's all fun and games at the end of the day. Just kidding. LOL. Stop.
Oh, wow.
I think that means laugh out loud, sir.
Wow, first I'm hearing of it. I'm just concerned, kidding. Thomas. I'm concerned.
Oh, it's not done yet, sir.
Oh, well, keep reading.
We will start testing it when we get around to it. What? Things have been pretty crazy over here. We're having a lot of fun. You should really come by. How are things with you? You seem really stressed. Maybe we could take your mind off things for a while. Oh my gosh, sir. Do you want me to keep reading this?
Yes, yeah, of course.
Maybe I should leave you...
No, read them out loud.
Okay.
Loud and clear, loud and proud, my boy, Thomas.
Your letters, they seem tense. Maybe if you come over to New York, we can loosen you up a little bit. Your shoulders, I mean. What? And maybe some other things? Question mark.
What Stop. Else will they loosen?
Anyway, we think the bomb will be a great success. Stop. Okay.
Bomb's a cold word, Thomas. Don't get your panties in a twist. Nothing
sir,
to worry about.
I have great admiration for your wife, and I, as a gentleman, I feel as though this correspondence you have with Miss Thornbottom is not appropriate. And I feel
I completely agree. I don't know what the hell she's on about.
Okay.
I've never thought about her that way one day in my life. I think it's a side effect.
Of?
Well, of what they're developing over there, son.
Of the bomb?
Well, Thomas, it's not just any bomb. It's a love bomb, see? Drop it on the enemy, they start kissing. Can't stop. They won't eat, they won't drink, they won't sleep. They are so obsessed with kissing.
Oh, my God.
It's quite a powerful tool, and it's what we're going to use, so.
Well, that seems pretty remarkable, sir.
Well, Thomas, my boy, I'm worried. That
seems like something out of a storybook, if I'm being honest.
Storybook or nightmare? Thomas, my boy, I...
You don't like kissing, sir?
I love the stuff with my wife.
Of course. I wouldn't dare to presume.
She's a colleague, and I think she's just... What'd I call her?
A Thornberry?
Oh, that was an explorer I used to know. Sorry, I got muddled. Thomas, I think we should... I think we need to take a trip out there, New York. See what's going on. See your boots on the ground. See it for ourselves.
Should we bring your wife?
No, it's no trip for a lady. You've ever been to New York?
Well, I mean, Miss Thornbottom's out there right
now. Oh, it's bedlam out there.
Okay, well, maybe I should accompany you, sir.
Yeah, I think it's a good idea.
Okay, just...
I know that means you're leaving that wife of yours behind, fend for herself. Not gonna get pregnant on her own, so I'll give you a bonus for this.
Oh, well, thank you, sir.
Appreciate your dedication to the company and to the project.
Of course, sir.
Yeah.
Let's take our trip.
Alrighty. Hate this place.
Come on, sir. It's not all bad. It's pretty exciting, if you ask me.
Oh, Thomas, once you get to my age, you realize New York, it's big, it's loud, and it stinks to high heaven.
I think I'm getting kind of a feeling for it, sir.
Yeah, that's what they all say.
We get to the office. Knock, knock, knock. Hello, boys.
Now, Miss Thornbottom, that's enough.
Miss Thornbottom? This can't possibly be renowned physicist Miss Lucy Thornbottom.
Of course it is, Thomas. What are you on about?
Of course it's me, you crazy ass. What are you talking about? Come here. Why don't you give me a kiss and I'll show you.
Now, Miss Thornbottom.
Oh,
Thomas
no,
is a married man.
I am a married man. Well, that never stopped any of the boys in here, did it, fellas?
Now, I've been very clear with you, Miss Thornbottom, from the very first.
Oh, tell me about it, Daddy.
Now, boys, put your clothes on and see. I don't need to see all that.
I'm sorry, it's just so hot in here. We all have our clothes off.
I'm aware.
Open the door wider. Everyone on the factory.
Oh, my word. It's Sodom and Gomorrah in here. I mean, this is, oh.
Well, it can be.
Oh, Miss Thornberry, Miss Thornbottom, Mrs. Horny Bottom. I need you to listen here, and I need you to listen close. Okay,
oh,
there's a war on, don't you know?
As you want.
No, stay right there. There's a war on, don't you know? Okay.
Well, yeah, you mentioned it in every letter, and that's how we're making this amazing device.
I need you to snap out of it. The Dr. Thornbottom I know, she wouldn't even take her shoes off in the presence of another man.
Oh, I get it. All you men think is that women doctors can't want to kiss. Well,
no.
Too bad for you.
What?
Just because we like science, we also want to kiss now, too. And that's by your doing, sir.
Ms.
Because
Thornbottom,
you're the one who commissioned this love bomb, sir. So if you don't want to get in and give us all a little smooch on the face,
Miss,
or anywhere else for that matter, then
what?
Why don't you come in here anyway? Because we'll do it to you.
Miss thorn bottom, I swear to all that is mighty in heaven, I'm gonna... I think I might have to pull the plug on this thing.
Oh, sir, but you said this is a very important, delicate
mission. No, Thomas, I'm serious. You know, there's such thing as a weapon that's too powerful, you know? It's a threat at home as well as abroad, and I'm nervous. See, I'm sweating.
Nothing's more powerful than a smooch.
No, Miss Thornbottom, there's plenty of things more powerful than a smooch. Power
what?
To corrupt.
Like a smooch with tongue? A French kiss?
Oh, Miss Thornbottom, you're making me sick to my stomach. I need you to stop this kind of behavior right now.
Sir, as very crass and profane as Miss Thornbottom is becoming, I think this is a pretty profound contraption. I mean, if we drop this love potion on the enemy and they all just resort to kissing each other, we could achieve world peace.
Well, Thomas, yeah, but of course, but you're not thinking about it. Huh? What are the pilots, you know, they got the bomb in the back, the love bomb in the back, and they're, you know, so overcome with the side effects, they start sucking and fucking right there in the cockpit.
Sir!
They crash their goddamn plane.
That's
I'm serious, Thomas and Miss Thornbottom. I think there's a serious issue going on here, and I just don't know if we can... in good conscience use this weapon. I mean, it's certainly not until we develop some sort of antidote. You know, I mean, what I'm worried about, Thomas, is Miss Thornbottom here, her condition, it might be irreversible. She might be perpetually horned up for the rest of her God-given days on this beautiful green-blue marble.
And I wouldn't have it any other way.
Oh, look at her. She's
sir,
a desperate creature.
Can we sidebar for a second, sir?
Of course.
Sir, look at all that.
Like a little lookout window. See every scientist just sucking face.
Look at them.
They're kissing.
Why would they need an antidote for this? This is world peace at its finest. This is love. This is what humans were built to do.
Oh, I don't know, Thomas. Sometimes I feel like a silly old man. But call me traditional, but, you know, when everybody's sucking face, you know, they're busy. And getting naked and going down on one another. It makes me nervous.
Sir,
I'm serious, Thomas. I'm serious. Who's left? You know, who's going to drive the trains? You know, who's going to teach the children in school?
Well,
who's going to fly the planes? I mean, there's a war on.
Sir, I understand there's a war on. But also, people will grow tired of kissing at some point. It's not just going to be kissing this, kissing that.
Oh, really?
And no jobs will go on as normal.
Look at Miss Thornbottom. Her lips, they're bleeding. They're bloody. They're raw. She's been kissing for so many hours' sake.
Or the alternative. People are dying, sir. And with this love potion, would you rather people be sucking face or sucking dirt when they're 6 feet under?
Oh, Thomas, you got a point, my son. I don't know. Sometimes I feel like a silly old man, but...
Sir, are you worried that no one's going to want to kiss you?
No. I, Thomas, you know, you might not believe it, but back in my day, I was quite the Casanova.
Well, also, I mean, Miss Thornbottom did just say she wanted you to come in and
take your clothes off. I don't think there's any doubt that I would, you know, I could get some.
Get some. Yeah.
Yeah. But Thomas, I
because you are the one who's going to give the green light on this, sir. If you pull the plug now, this whole project goes under, and that's by your hand.
Thomas, you'll understand one day what it's like to have the whole world in the palm of your hand. You know, you spend your whole career striving for control, for power, pull the levers behind the scenes, climb this corporate ladder, and I did it all. Got to the tippy top, and I thought it was what I wanted, and I don't know. I don't know if any one man should be making these kind of decisions, huh?
As you're talking, two scientists, naked scientists start rubbing themselves up on the windows.
No!
Come and get us!
Oh, Thomas, I don't know. What do you think?
Sir, I'm staunchly on Team Kiss.
You'll think we should let this bomb loose on the world, just see what happens if everybody is kissing.
Starts kissing, yes.
Okay.
I'm Team Kiss through and through. And I know my wife would back me up on that. My wife, sir, she loves to kiss. As do I, as a matter of fact. And
kissing other people, though, outside the bonds of marriage.
No, but if we get the whole world kissing, just think of what this planet could be like.
Well, Thomas, I'm an old man. I'm a silly one at that. And I think
you've said that so many times, sir. I didn't think of you like that before, but the amount of times in this conversation that you said, I'm just a silly old man.
I'm 79, Thomas.
Makes me nervous.
I'm 79. I smoke a carton of cigars a day. I drink a bottle of whiskey an hour. I'm sick. I've been sick. My time on this earth is not long. So I can decide, oh, let's make everybody suck and fuck for the rest of time, and it won't affect me one goddamn... Now, wait one more second, Thomas. Let me finish here. I don't give a fuck.
Sir!
It's not my world. I'm dead. Sir! I'm going up to the pearly gates. I'm going to be sucking
off.
Stop
it.
I'm going to be sucking and fucking all day long in heaven, and there's not a damn thing anyone can do about it. But down here on Earth, that's your world to inherit.
Well, sir, that... sounds like a little slice of heaven to me.
If you decide
down here sucking and fornicating, like you said, that seems pretty good.
That's your choice.
No, and that's it's a your world choice,
you,
sir.
No, sir. No, sir. If that is the choice that you make here today, if that's the world you want to inherit,
that is
I'm
your choice, sir.
No, Thomas, I'm abdicating responsibility. I resign here today, and I formally make you CEO.
Beautiful. But I put on loudspeaker.
Everyone, listen. Stop sucking and fucking for one moment, please. It's me, Thomas Blythe, and I am here to inform you I am now the CEO of this company, and it's a go. We are ready. We do not need to have any more tests. Release the love potion to the world, and soon everyone will know the power of a kiss. Thank you, and God bless our universe.
Cut to the press conference.
Well, as many as you know... as many of you know, there's been something released on this country, on this world today. There was a lot of back and forth about whether or not we wanted to do it. I realize I am
become sucker, fucker of worlds.
God, I love how they were sending telegrams, but then we're able to do a press conference.
Right, and it's like, what war? It's like World War II. We were well beyond the telegram, but I don't know.
This show is sponsored by BetterHelp. Alf, how is your social battery right now?
Empty, depleted, 0%.
Absolutely. It can be easy to ignore our social battery and spread ourselves too thin. I know what that feels like, a mix of work nonstop, but also wanting to have that work-life balance and see friends. But then when do you sleep? I'm being facetious, but no, it is very hard.
You know when your phone dies and it's like,
yeah,
it's like, oh, don't worry, like you can still like emergency like finding the phone and like your cards are still available.
Yes.
I'm lower than that even.
Perfect. Well, therapy can help give you the self-awareness to build a social life that doesn't drain your battery. So famously, Alf and I have both been in therapy for a long time. We love it. I really can feel like there are some times when it's just my schedule is very busy, speaking of busy schedules, and there are some weeks that I've had to just like put off therapy for a couple weeks, and I really notice it. I really notice not being able to have that time for myself every week to really just like state of the union, what's going on, and get tools to help better move through that.
Yeah, we all notice. Sometimes I just call Daniel and I'm like, has she skipped? Did she skip this week?
If you're thinking of starting therapy, give BetterHelp a try. I cannot stress enough how I think everyone, if they can, should be in therapy. And BetterHelp is entirely online. It is designed to be convenient, flexible, and suited to your schedule. So just fill out a brief questionnaire to get matched with a licensed therapist, and you can switch therapists at any time for no additional charge. And that is so important because you want to be in therapy with a therapist that you feel connected to, that you feel like you have a good relationship with, that you can talk through things in a way that works for you, right?
I think it's great, and I always love it.
Find your social sweet spot with BetterHelp. Sorry, I'm gonna take that again, Daniel. Find your social sweet spot with BetterHelp. That's BetterHelp.com/review today to get 10% off your first month of therapy. That is BetterHelp, HELP.com/review. Thanks, BetterHelp. Hey, podcasts, listen. Alf and I want to talk to you about another podcast called, and you'll never guess, Comedy Bang Bang. Okay, if you've never heard of Comedy Bang Bang and you listen to the show, that's insane. It is one of the longest running comedy podcasts out there, and it literally revolutionized the medium. Every episode, host Scott Aukerman interviews a famous guest like Andy Samberg, Sarah Silverman, or John Hamm. But unlike every normal interview show, Scott and the guest are joined by a group of unhinged fictional characters played by the best comedic improvisers around. People like Nick Kroll, guest of the pod Lauren Lapkus, Paul F. Tompkins, and previous review guest Ben Schwartz. Over the years, the podcast has built an expanded universe with tons of recurring jokes and fan favorite characters. But the best part is you can still easily jump in at any time and enjoy a new episode as a first time listener. So check out new episodes of Comedy Bang Bang every Monday wherever you listen to podcasts. Alf, thoughts?
I've been listening to that show for years on and off, honestly, since I was probably in high school, which, wow, time flies. I'm older now than I was before.
Good shit. Take a listen, Comedy Bang Bang. Bye.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app today to get free delivery on your first three orders, while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Let's take a break and we'll come back with more Sunflower Reviews.
Oh, that's what that was for. This is from JC.
Jesus Christ.
Oh,
no,
man.
We already did it.
Oh,
did
man.
It recently. No, it is from June Carter.
Cash. 5 stars. I'm getting garage delivery and I don't want it. Tried calling about it twice. Product is great. Don't leave anything in my garage. I've called twice about this matter. It's up to you to disable this feature. I don't want it.
Services, how can we help you today?
Hi, yeah. You know, first off, I just want to say, like, I don't normally do this. Like, I'm not this guy.
Sorry, didn't catch that. Sorry. Gonna ask one more time. Amazon Delivery Services, how can we help you today?
Yeah, I just wanted to, like, set the record straight before we get started that, like, I'm not the kind of person who's, you know, I'm not a Karen or anything.
That's all right.
My name's...
I don't need you. I just need the order number. What are you looking to return?
Okay. Well, it's not a return. I love the product. I'm keeping it, and I'm probably going to order more.
Oh, fantastic. Well, then thank you so much. I hope you have a wonderful day.
No, excuse me, sir. Are you still there?
Yes.
Good. Yeah, so I was calling not because I'm trying to return anything. I just have a complaint about a driver. Deliverer? That can't be right.
A delivery driver. I'm so sorry to hear that.
Yeah.
Sorry, let me get your name. This is we take these matters very, very seriously.
Thank you.
I'm Leon. What is your name?
Okay. My name's Carmen.
Carmen. Thank you so much for calling us. I'm so sorry. God, how can we help you?
Yeah. So it started out normal. I'm on the subscribe and save.
Fantastic. Well, thank you for being a subscription-based customer.
Yeah. Every 2 weeks, I get a box of Tide Pods and a case of sunflower seeds.
Okay.
Those are my subscribe and save items for now.
That's all right. Yeah.
I'm thinking of adding sunscreen. Anyway, so it started normal.
It started normal?
Yeah. For the first few weeks, they were coming... You know, they'd leave them on the front steps, or...
Oh, the delivery drivers.
Yeah, under the mailbox. You know, where packages
normal,
go.
Like
yeah.
you said.
And then, well, things started to get a little strange.
Cut to outside of her house. Package. She's going into the garage. Package in the garage.
That's funny. I don't remember bringing this in.
Mom, can we go? I'm gonna be late for soccer.
Yeah, 1 minute. Rada. Oh, this is odd, though. I don't remember. Hey, Rod?
Yeah?
Did you bring this package in? Did you see Mommy's package on the front lawn and you brought it in the garage?
Well, the package was in the garage when I came in to get my cleats. Can we go? I'm gonna be yeah. late.
Yeah, you're right. Yeah, let's go. Cut to the next day. Well, this is odd. It already came. That's 2 weeks. They must have double sent.
Mom, can we go? I'm going to be late for lacrosse.
Okay, let's go. 2 weeks later. Wake up in the middle of the night. Steven.
What?
Steven, wake up. Wake up.
What?
Wake up.
What is it?
There's a noise downstairs.
Oh, I'm sure it's just Rod looking for a little midnight snack. You know,
will you go? Will you go
water
look at
polo.
It? Will you go look at it?
Oh, yeah. Okay, if it'll make my honey feel better.
Take the gun.
Honey, I can.
I'm serious.
Okay, which one should I take?
The Colt 45.
Your favorite. Okay, I'll take this one.
Be careful.
No, I always am.
Okay.
Oh, shit. The safety's off. Hold on. Let me put
turn that back on.
Go downstairs. Hey, Rod, if it's you. Hey, don't shoot the messenger. Mommy told me to come down and check. Oh, my. Who the fuck are you? Who the fuck are you? Who the fuck are you?
I'm Todd.
Todd, what the fuck are you doing in my house?
Yeah, I'm your Amazon delivery driver.
Todd, I'm gonna need you. Todd, I'm gonna need you to back the fuck up. I'm gonna need you to get out of my house immediately. How
Alrighty.
The hell did you get in here?
Dog door.
We don't have a dog.
Yeah, I made one.
Todd, I'm gonna ask you to leave right now.
Okay. Thank you for being an Amazon Prime subscribe and save member.
Get the fuck out of our house.
See you in 2 weeks.
No, you won't. Oh, we're going to make sure you don't. Honey.
Yeah, what was it?
We need to cancel all of your Amazon subscriptions.
What?
It was a delivery driver. He was in our house. It was Todd.
He Are said you serious?
That he, yes. He said he made a dog door so that he could come in and out and drop it in the garage. That's how you're
wondering what that hole was.
Yes. We were all wondering what the hole was. I thought it was Rod just being a little scamp.
Well, I thought he was prepping.
He loves prepping.
He's a prepper.
Honey, you need to cancel your subscriptions. And
okay,
we need
I'm
to
going
get
on
a
the
hold
app right now. I'm canceling.
2 weeks later.
Steven.
What?
Steven, wake up.
What is it?
Something in the attic. There's something in the attic.
Oh, God, I bet it's Rod. He started prepping in the attic recently, but I'll go check it out.
It doesn't sound like spelunking practice. It sounds different.
Okay.
Go up there.
Well, I'm going.
But don't forget.
The Colt 45?
You need something bigger.
Like?
M16?
I didn't even know we had one of those.
I bought it after last time.
Okay. God, well, hopefully I never have to use it. Hello? If anyone's up here, don't be.
Well, how do you expect me to get down?
Oh my god! Todd, you need... How the fuck did you get up here?
Thanks for being an Amazon Prime subscribe and
save
member.
Todd, I'm going to call the police.
This one's on us.
Todd, I need you to get out. How the fuck did you get in this time? We closed the dog door.
Skylight.
You made a skylight? That's why it's been looking so beautiful and airy in here.
I'll see you in 2 weeks.
No, you won't.
Sleep
you
tight,
know what?
Steven.
How the fuck do you know I even have an Amazon account? Cut back to the call. Oh my god.
So yeah, he's just like been showing up. And he's not scared of the gun. He's not scared of anything.
Let me look up.
And like I said, I don't normally do this. I'm not trying to get anyone in trouble. I'm sure he's just doing his job, but we're getting kind of freaked out.
Unusual is maybe too tame of a word for something like this.
What is it?
We don't have any Todds in our system. We don't have any delivery drivers named Todd.
That's not possible, Leon. Look, is there some other database you can search through?
I've tried every one. I've tried every variation, but I don't think he's an Amazon driver.
You're just covering your ass.
No, I swear, here.
You corporations are like this.
Open your computer. Let me screen share.
Okay.
See? Look, nothing.
Doesn't make any sense.
Do you know of anybody who might want to get into your house for any kind of reason?
No, I mean, we're the best family. Everyone in the neighborhood loves us.
Sometimes the people who say that they're the best family are often not the best family. In my experience, if you were the best family, you wouldn't have to say, we're the best family.
But we're picture perfect. American dream.
You ever hear a picture-perfect family call themselves picture-perfect?
Yeah, I mean us.
Right. Why don't you try asking some of your neighbors? I bet there's more to them than meets the eye.
Okay. Thanks, Leon. This has been really helpful.
Of course, and anything we can do, we will do, but a lot of this stuff is now out of our hands and you should really call the FBI.
Do you have that number?
Google it.
Okay.
Well, hi, honey. It's been so long. Oh, my God. Rod hasn't come over to play with Beth-Ann and Charlton in a while. What brings you over?
Well, it's like... Sorry, Scamander. I'm nervous.
Oh, honey, don't be nervous. Come on, come and sit down. You can tell old Scamander anything. You know that.
Yeah, well, have you... been experiencing anything weird recently?
Anything weird? My husband's wanted to have sex 2 times a week. How weird is that?
That seems normal.
Not in this house, I'll tell you what.
Do you want more or less? I'm unclear.
It's, you know what? I'm kind of unclear
that number
as well.
Seems
because
when it could be either.
When it's happening, I'm just thinking, this is not too bad. But it kind of just knocks the wind out of me a lot of times. I mean, he's a strong guy.
Hey, Scamander, I had a thing I wanted to talk to you about, but this seems pressing. You should be more enthusiastic than just, this is fine, I guess.
Oh, no, when it's good, it's good. And then when it's bad, it's just like, oh, God, this again. But no, honey, you seem like, you're white as a ghost. What happened?
So you haven't had any packages go missing or show up in places they shouldn't?
Well, I know a package that showed up in places it shouldn't. Try my husband last Thursday.
What did he do with his...
Stuck it in the ass, sweetheart.
Scamander, seems like... he didn't ask?
No, he did, and I said yes. I just wasn't expecting it.
Okay, I guess that's fine.
Honey, are you okay?
Have you seen this man?
Oh my god.
Do you recognize him?
That?
He's been showing up around the house. He says he works for Amazon, but they have no record of him.
Oh, Jesus. Oh, Jesus.
Scamander, do you know who this is?
I thought this day would... I knew this day would come. I just didn't know it'd be so soon. That's my nephew, Todd.
Yes, Todd.
He's always had a dream of working for Amazon. He loves it more than anything, and
everything about, I mean, my God, ever since he was little, it's been Amazon birthday. Well, first it was Zappos, you know, it started with Zappos. So it was Zappos birthdays.
Zappos, yeah.
And then Amazon birthdays, and then, you know, Amazon career day, every single part of him. He said he wanted to bring everything to anybody, anywhere. That has been his whole thing. And so once he started the truck coming to your house twice, you know, every 2 weeks, he thought that could be me. And I just didn't know that he would start doing this as soon as he did.
You knew about this?
I knew that he wanted to break into your house, but I didn't think that it would happen until a couple of years down the line. I mean, he's only a boy. He's only 16.
I'm sorry. I don't normally do this. I'm not this kind of person, but I think I have to call the FBI on him.
Oh, no. Oh, please, Scamander, don't.
I'm sorry. He seems very dangerous.
I mean, he doesn't have a gun or nothing.
No, but he's cutting his way into our house through every which way.
But you can't be dangerous without a gun, honey. Everybody knows that.
And you can't be safe without one either.
Honey, maybe I should be calling the FBI on your ass. What the hell did you just say?
Scamander, all this stuff you're saying about your husband, if I were you, I'd buy a piece.
Honey, just because my husband wants to put it in the rump doesn't mean that I need to pull out a piece on him.
I'm just saying, you never know when it can come in handy. And don't, please don't jump off the word handy there and say something else about your husband.
They both pick up the phones to call the FBI at the same time.
Hello, FBI, this is Commander Newton. I'm calling on account of my next-door neighbor.
Hello, this is, my name is Carmen San Diego, and I'm calling about, Commander's nephew Todd.
Whoa, ladies, I'm gonna have to put one of you on hold. Listen, which one's more pressing? Whatever one that is, I'll deal with it first. William,
mine,
one.
He's breaking into my house.
Mine, she wants to shoot my husband for fucking me in the ass.
We're gonna have to go with Carmen San Diego because fucking your wife in the ass is not a crime.
Thank you.
Should we do our last segment?
Please. This shook me.
Me all week long.
Shook me all week long. And it shook me and it shook me and it shook
and
me.
And I kissed and everybody on the face and then we fucked in the ass.
Kissing's over. Now this is kissing.
What have we done?
Everyone's snugging.
A new snug's just begun. What's been shaking your little rumpus?
Well, what's been making my rumpus move back and forth so damn much my husband can't resist? Scamander Newton is one of the worst fucking things either of us has ever said.
Scamander
Newton, whose husband
can't stop fucking her in the ass.
Cannot, won't be stopped.
What's been shaking your little Scamander? Fuck. I will say, by the time this comes out, I believe it will be, hold on, what is
Christmas
today? This is coming out on the 19th. Is it? Yes. Oh, wait. Yes. Last week, okay, so Survivor 46 is airing on Wednesday nights. And what's shaking me is that the first of three episodes that I worked on in post was last week. And so it's very exciting.
Hell yeah.
So by this time, it has already come out. And
it's a great season.
I'm very excited about the season. What's shaking me is this season.
Take it from me. I had never watched a season of Survivor. until Survivor 44, I guess it was, so 3 seasons ago. And I was thinking, like, there's been 40 seasons of the show, it'll be impossible to get into, I won't understand all the lore, all the references. Au contraire, it's so fucking good. I love it so much. Everyone should be watching it.
Catch up. Send me your winner picks. It's such a fun season, and I'm just having a fucking blast. And I love it. Sorry, it's Ernest. Woo!
Woo! Woo! Ernest! Ernest alert! Ernest alert! That's what I say when
you're watching an Oscar Wilde play.
Yeah, I was gonna do the same.
Yep, I know. Yep,
same shit. Same shit. Different ass. Ass.
What's been shaking you? I have gone first for the past couple weeks.
Not weeks, darling. Months.
Yes, my love. Yeah, months. That's true.
I guess what's shaking me is I used to have a dishwasher, and now I don't have a dishwasher anymore. I used to live in an apartment that had a dishwasher, and I used to live in an apartment that had in-unit washer and dryer. And
oh,
my God. It was perfect. I loved my life. All I had to do was... All I had to do was live in a neighborhood that was incredibly inaccessible by public transit and that was really far away from anything I needed to be doing. But now I live in an apartment that does not have a dishwasher. It does not have in-unit laundry, and I am back to that coin-operated laundry life. I'm back to washing my dishes by hand, and it's really hard, and I would so much rather have the machines. And I guess what's shaking me is that you don't know what you've got until it's gone. That life passes you by.
We don't have a dishwasher.
And when I had a dishwasher, I was like, la, la, la. Yeah. La, la, la. Oh, dishes? Why would you ever complain about doing dishes? It's the easiest thing in the world. You just go sploosh, 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 and a machine does the rest. It's like, what the fuck? Oh, I'll do laundry.
Do you have laundry in your building?
I do, but it's 4 flights.
Yeah, that sucks.
4 flights of stairs. And my laundry's heavy. Because it's all wet.
What?
It's soaked.
From what?
From all the water.
Wait. Carrying
and you
it
can
down?
Find right.
Yeah, go on then.
Do you want to know why it's wet?
Yeah.
A lot of my laundry gets wet because I don't want to talk about this. This is mortifying. I go to the gym.
Okay.
And I sweat so fucking much. Fine. No, that's it's okay. Worse than you think. And I hate the idea of it sitting in the hamper, like sweaty.
Yeah, I get that.
So I'll take it and I'll rinse it in the sink so that it's like rinsed and so the sweat's off it. But now it's soaked. It's a wet shirt now. And then I just throw it in the fucking hamper like a fucking, like a disgusting little troll man. And I try and dry them out. You know, I'll put them on the radiator or hang them up in the shower. Oh, I know.
Why are you? That's grosser than just leaving.
I know. You remember, I'll mouth the name so that I don't. You know what I'm talking about. You remember who I'm talking about. We went to college with somebody who did put all of his laundry away wet one time for Christmas break. And then he came back and it was all moldy.
Not put a wet clothes in the hamper.
I fucking know, but it's so hard. Like, genuinely, I am not by any means financially solvent. I'm constantly struggling with money. That's vulnerable. That's real.
Yeah.
I was like, what do I have to change about my life that I could afford to send my laundry out? You know, and the answer was, I can't afford that. There's no way I can afford that. But the fact that I considered it, it's like, I'm not a grown-up. I feel
balancing a pillow on your head.
I feel so underprepared to be alive.
You can find Alfred on Instagram at AlfredInIt. You can find the show on Instagram at ReviewReview. Reddit / ReviewReview. Discord ReviewReview. And Jeffrey James, I have a Patreon. Patreon.com/ Riley and Jeff.
You can find Riley on Instagram.com. You can find Riley on Instagram.com. Just the web browser, not the phone app. At Riley and Spa. And on Twitter.com. Now known as XXXXXXXXXX.com. For as long as it lasts. At Riley Coyote. And as we say every single week on the show, we're always saying it. We're never not saying it.
I am... Become Smooch. Wait, what is it?
I'm become sucker fucker of worlds.
Yeah, I am become
sucker fucker of worlds.
We'll see you next time.
Somebody teach me how to be an adult, please.
Bye.
Bye.
That was a HeadGum Original.